From wasted cause to very generous, how NATO's Spain crisis reveals a broader diplomatic unraveling. The most combustible cluster of foreign policy developments this week centers on Iran and a collapsing ceasefire that is making visible a power struggle inside Tehran that has been simmering since Ayatollah Khamenei's death. Pragmatists who sought a diplomatic off-ramp are being undercut by hardliners who read any concession to Washington as existential weakness. Attacks near the Strait of Hormuz and strikes on U.S. bases in the region have been attributed to elements of the Iranian military apparatus that are reportedly not under unified command. A signal, analysts warn, that the risk of miscalculation has spiked considerably in a post-Khamenei leadership vacuum. Against that backdrop, President Trump's decision to stop flying on the Qatari gifted jet and return to an older Air Force One configuration carries symbolic weight beyond logistics. Qatar has historically served as an intermediary channel between Washington and Tehran, and abandoning the Qatari aircraft at the precise moment the ceasefire is collapsing sends a signal, intentional or not, that could be read as a distancing from that mediation relationship. The Spain episode added another layer of whiplash to an already disorienting week. Trump publicly called Spain a wasted cause at the NATO summit and ordered a trade cutoff, a move the New York Times noted would immediately provoke a broader confrontation with the entire European Union, since Spain is an EU member state and trade policy is not bilateral in that relationship. Within 24 hours, he reversed course, citing an unspecified payment. The opacity of that phrase, observers noted, is itself part of the leverage strategy. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's public "no regrets" response after what was described as a frosty encounter with Trump at the summit is notable precisely because Meloni has been among the European leaders most ideologically aligned with the current U.S. administration. Her willingness to distance herself publicly suggests the Spain incident alarmed European conservatives, not merely traditional critics of Trump's trade approach. Separately, Trump announced that Syria will be removed from the U.S. terrorism list, a significant diplomatic move that carries direct implications for how the new Syrian government accesses international financial systems and reconstruction funding, and how Turkey, Israel, and the Gulf states recalibrate their post-Assad strategies. S&P futures trading around 7,533, essentially flat, suggests markets have not yet fully priced in an Iran escalation scenario.